This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. 50 years ago, protests against the Vietnam War were heating up, and in Cambridgeport, there were protests of a different kind. They were against a massive federal highway that was slated to run right through the neighborhood and cause the demolition of hundreds of homes. Community organizers prevented that highway from happening, but there is a mural that's tucked away in Cambridge that commemorates their efforts. And thanks to another team effort, the artwork got new life this summertime and is being rededicated tonight. WBUR's Amy Gorell tells us more about the mural and what it signifies.
Along the Charles River, just off Memorial Drive, a group of artists and conservators with the Cambridge Arts Council spent a couple of weeks this summer in the hot sun restoring a fading mural on the back of the Micro Center. Inch by inch, to the beat of old rock music on the radio and occasional conversations with curious passersby, they repainted the 75-foot-long image that stands as a reminder of the power of community activism.
Got it? Sure?
On hand was Bernie Lacasse, the Brookline artist who conceived the mural 37 years ago.
On the left of the mural is a group of people that represents the community. They're confronting the bulldozer on the right, which of course represents the Inner Belt.
The Inner Belt was first proposed in 1948. It was to be a multi-lane superhighway that would directly connect I-95 in the south to I-95 in the north. It would cut right through Roxbury, the Fenway, over the river and into Cambridgeport, Central Square, and Somerville.
The driver, the bulldozer, is a man in a suit who represents more of the politicians involved in it as opposed to workers, bulldozer drivers who obviously don't wear suits.
It was the era of Eisenhower, when Carr was king. But over the years, the community in the highway's path grew more and more alarmed by the project. Stephen Kaiser arrived in Cambridgeport for grad school at MIT as the protests were ramping up in the late 60s.
I was struck by the fact that all along my street, Hamilton Street, there were these big signs up that said, Cambridge is a city, not a highway.
There were community meetings, trips to the State Department of Transportation, a rally on Boston Common. A delegation even went down to Washington, D.C. While the community was strongly against the plan, the governor at the time, John Volpe, wasn't. But by 1970, a new man was in office. In February, Governor Frank Sargent announced a freeze on all highway construction within Route 128.
We've built more and more and bigger and better superhighways and expressways. They seem the easiest, the most obvious answer to our multiplying needs. What we misunderstood was what those highways would create. Massive traffic congestion. You, your family, your neighbors have become caught in a system that's fouled our air, ravaged our cities, choked our economy, and frustrated every single one of us.
Back in the parking lot, just beyond the traffic of Memorial Drive, the artists were putting finishing touches on a mural that commemorated something some of them had never heard about. 30-year-old Nicole Special is a conservation technician from Taunton who helped pull the restoration together.
I had no idea that it happened at all. and I was shocked to imagine them running a highway through Cambridge, like the center of Cambridge.
Decades after the Inner Belt Project died, artist Bernie Lacasse says he hopes his mural will inspire today's community organizers.
I think it's really important to have that sense of history, to have anything that supports activism. And especially something that supports that kind of a win, where they were able to stop this stuff, even though government wheels were turning to get it done. And so if you believe in something, you just have to be able to fight for it.
That fight will be recognized when the Cambridge Arts Council rededicates the mural tonight in the neighborhood that was once in danger of being paved over. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amy Gorell.
To see photos of the restored mural, go to The Artery at WBUR.org, WBUR's home for arts and culture news.